Welcome back to the Alignment Academy with Rima. I'm so excited about today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about flow and how you can flow more in your life and really shift from this place of overwhelm and hustle culture and being burnt out and overworked into a more flowy, easeful, fulfilled, sustainable life. And I feel like this is really important for so many women because a lot of women are drowning, a lot of women are overworked, a lot of women are depleted, and shifting to a space of flow could be so beneficial for so many women. And that's exactly what I do. So I help women who are drowning, who feel depleted and overworked. I'm a life coach. I help them completely shift their lives. So I'm so excited about today's episode. But let's dive right into it. And even before we get into it, I think it's really important to talk about success and what success means for you. Not for anyone else, not for what your parents want, not for what someone told you when you were 5 years old, not for what society wants for you, but what does success mean for you? Like literally pull out your pen, your paper, your journal, and journal, like breathe into yourself, really like come to the most core version that you can and journal about what does success mean to me, not from a place of conditioning, but from a place of your true core self. Because for some people, for some women, this is going to mean being a CEO or being an entrepreneur. And for some women, it's also going to mean being a stay-at-home mom or just living the nomad life and traveling the world. For some women like me, that's going to mean like a combination of all of those things. And success really can look like anything and everything in between. And once you're moving from a place of your true self and what you really want, you can create a life that feels aligned and fulfilling to you and not living through success on someone else's term. And I think that's really important as you shift into flow, because that comes from being the most authentic, true version of you versus living on someone else's term. And I think when it comes to hustle culture and being overwhelmed and depleted, a lot of women who are drowning and feel like that, they're not living on according to their own terms. They're not living like the life that they truly want to live. They're living through the lens of you have to work hard. Like all of these things that were imprinted on them as a child or a student or in college or whatever, like you have to work hard. You have to only get straight A's. You have to put your career first above everyone else, above your family, above your social life, above your well-being. You have to do this. You have to do that. And then they're doing all of these things that they were taught and now they're burnt out. But the things that they were taught were never what they wanted to do in the first place, like what their true self wanted to do in the first place. So that's why I think it's a really good grounding tactic to just get clear on what your definition of success is. For me, one of the first things coming to mind is freedom. So that means being free in every single way of life, personal freedom, emotional freedom, financial freedom, freedom to do whatever the hell you want. So if you want to work, you can absolutely work. But if you want to play all day, you can absolutely play all day. So freedom. And there's a few other ones for me. But let's jump into some of the tips for how to increase flow in your life. So the first thing I put down is allow support from absolutely everyone. A lot of women have difficulty receiving, and this is something I see in my everyday life. This is something I see with a lot of women I know, but there is a block around receiving, and it's this mentality of the Miss Independent Woman. I have to be independent. I can do it all myself. And a lot of women, and I feel like the old version of me even believed this as well, they feel like they're the only people that can do it right. It's like, if I don't do it, it's not done right and no one else can do it, which is really interesting when you think about it, because that's like saying no one else is capable. That's like saying I'm the only person that's capable of folding the clothes right, or I'm the only person that's capable of writing this brief or doing this deck correctly, or I'm the only person. Like, that's really crazy. Like, you're the only person in the entire world that's capable of doing this thing correctly. No, I think what's at the core of that is really this feeling of control and feeling like you have to be in control just to feel safe and secure, but that's not true. We live in a world where we're not in control of a lot of things, and like you can't control your heart beating. Like, your heart just beats. We don't have to tell our heart to beat every however many seconds, or we don't have to tell our blood to pump. Like, there's so many things that we can't control. There's more things that we can't control than we can control. And I think when you can lean into a place of releasing control, it can be really, really powerful, because it allows other people to step up and to support you. So the number one step is to allow support from everyone. So in work culture, this could look like delegating, and truly delegating and not micromanaging everyone and really seeing everyone is capable, and allowing people to support you in different ways. Really journal on this as well. Like, how can more people support me in my work culture? You know, really, like, just know that you don't have to do this thing called life alone, and seek support from every corner that you can. So, you know, of course, this is specific to your job and whatever you do, but just really think about all the ways that people can show up more for you in the workplace and support you. And when it comes to your family, do the same thing. Like, make this a practice. Maybe take out your journal and do this for every area of your life. So do work life, do family, do friends, do how can you support yourself more, and really just allow help. Because that's like, it feels so good to me when I receive help. And even when I'm not receiving help from something physical, like another person, I still feel so good in my body knowing that God is like always backing me up. It just feels so good to know that I don't have to do this alone, I don't have to do anything alone, and that I'm always supported. Whether the support is very obvious and it's right in front of me, or whether when it's like not so obvious, I know that I'm still fully supported always. And it feels so good. I'm telling you, try it out, practice it. You can start small, but just imagine yourself like opening up like this to support more and more every single day, and allow it to trickle down throughout every area of your life. Yes. So then for number two, I put reconnect with your body. I feel like this is really, really important, because a lot of people are so disconnected from their bodies, especially a lot of women, in our wisdom and our superpowers and everything. Oh my, it's all hell within the body. So when you're disconnected from your body, you're disconnected from, you know, all of those things as well. And there's so many different ways. There's a million and one ways that you can start reconnecting with your body, but do something that just feels really, really good to you. I tried a belly dance class maybe like a few months ago, and then I even brought, you know, the belly dance things that I put around my waist in my house. So that's something that I absolutely love to do that just feels really good to reconnect with my body. I also do fitness things like Pilates. I've been doing yoga on and off for years now, maybe like 8 years. But whatever it is that you have to do, reconnect with your body. Even if you are in the most busy, stressed out, crazy, chaotic day, take a few minutes. Literally, you have 60 seconds. We probably spend hours scrolling social media, or, you know, a good chunk of your life scrolling social media. So you have the time, but sit down and just like tap into your body, feel into your body, and it feels so good. So just practice this more on a daily practice, but, you know, find what works for you. Like, do you want to dance? Do you want to try this? Ooh, what did you love to do as a child? Did you do gymnastics? Maybe you could try aerial yoga, which is, you know, it's kind of has that same vibe a little bit. But what did you love to do as a child? Maybe you could tap back into that. But reconnecting with your body is so important, because when you're disconnected from your body, you're disconnected from yourself. And then for tip number three, I put do the inner work to release trapped emotions. This one is really, really important as well. So trapped emotions are meant to be processed. It's a very natural thing for humans to experience emotions. I mean, it's literally what we do all day, every day for our entire lives. You know, we go through things, good, bad, neutral, whatever it is. We process them, you know, we feel it, and then it's released from our bodies. But unfortunately, today, because of modern society, because of how we live and everything, sometimes emotions, or maybe the emotion was too big and too scary or traumatizing for you to process, and you didn't have the capacity to process it at that time. But for, you know, whatever reason it is, a lot of emotions are now getting trapped into people's bodies, and these emotions and things can also be passed down generationally as well. So when you think about it, it's like, imagine you have someone's body, but then they have a stuck emotion right here of anger or bitterness or sorrow or sadness, like whatever it is, or they have a trapped emotion in their heart here, or they have a trapped emotion here. And a lot of people, and it's interesting because some of these things are, you know, they might sound a little woo-woo, but science is like, they're all coming together right now and they're all saying the same thing. But a lot of people believe that these trapped emotions even can lead to diseases and et cetera within your body. So, you know, you could be a very joyful person, a very happy person, but maybe you have a trapped emotion from when you were, you know, whatever age, that's stuck in your heart right here, and it's getting in the way of you living your best life. And you have another trapped emotion here, you have another trapped emotion here. I recently read The Emotion Code. That's a book that breaks this down really great. And there's a ton of books on trapped emotions. But it's really important to address the things going on in your body, going on in your past. And there's also a million and one ways to do this as well. You can go to therapy to address things that happened in your past. You can do body practices, like some of the things listed in the emotion code, or even there's yoga, like trauma-informed yoga as well. You can work with the expert. You can do shaking, which is really interesting and cool. But you can journal. Journaling is huge for me. It's so simple. You could do it alone. Like, all you need is literally pen and paper and write down what's coming up. You can sit with your body and feel what's coming up. So let's say if you did have anger, pain, or whatever stuck here, and you know, you feel it coming up, you can just drop it and actually just sit with it, and then it kind of starts to dissolve. You can like drop, you can sit with things and open your heart up to it and allow things to dissolve. I mean, there's so many ways. I really recommend you to just like sit with it, see what ways work for you. If you want to dive deeper and read a couple books on trapped emotions, but just know that sometimes, you know, there's these blocks, there are these things that are getting in the way of you living your best life. So I highly recommend everyone just look into trapped emotions and see if anything's coming up from childhood. Go to therapy, work with life coaches, do whatever it is that you have to do, and invest in yourself. You know, some of these things like journaling or reading books, you can absolutely do at home. If you want to take it a step further, invest in yourself with therapy, life coaching, whatever it is, because you are your biggest investment in life. We so easily invest in other people, our jobs, other people's businesses, etc. But a lot of times we forget to invest in ourselves, and you are literally the most important thing that you can invest in your lifetime. So that was it for today's session. If anyone is interested in working one-on-one with me, definitely reach out. I'll leave my email below, but I hope this reaches whoever needs it, and I hope everyone has a beautiful day. All right, bye.